Hey, welcome to another edition of Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. It is I, DJ Impact. I got Matt Michaels here, Sin City Steve, and Rob Bossolari. And we got a great and exciting show for you. We are going to discuss PWI's 500, okay? Pro Wrestling Illustrated. Of course, every year they put their top 500 wrestlers who make the cut. So we're going to talk about some of those numbers on the list. And, you could just kind of go along with us and let us know what you think as well. Now, just as a reminder that this list is evaluated solely on kayfabe and weighs the following criteria. Win-loss record, championships won, quality of competition, major feuds, prominence within a wrestler's promotions, and overall wrestling ability. Also, this evaluation period was through August 1st of 2023 and went through July 31st of 2024. All right. So now that you know that, I first just going to read off the top 10. And then, guys, we could just mention others on this entire huge list of 500. But this is the top 10. So starting from 10, going all the way to the first. Number 10, Mystico. Number 9, Gunther. Number 8, John Moxley. 7, MJF. 6, Damian Priest. 5, Tatsuya Naito. I think I got close to it.
Tatsuya Naito.
Yeah.
Thank you. Number 4, Seth freaking Rollins. Number 3, Will Ospreay. Number 2, Swerve Strickland. And number 1, Cody Rhodes. All right, man. I kind of want to make a little bit more of an open discussion, but just to do that, let me just quickly get your thoughts, Sin City. What do you think of the list? I know you got a chance to look at all of it. What did they get right? Did they get any wrong?
So, honestly, there was a lot of uproar online with people saying, oh, why wasn't Bryan Danielson in the top 10? That was the biggest thing that I saw.
Okay.
Realistically, and I think you hit the nail right on the head, Impact, is when you stated that win-loss records matter in the PWI 500.
Right.
If you look at it, Bryan Danielson doesn't have a great win-loss record before this little recent push that he went on.
Right.
So keep that in mind and temper your expectations. There's a name that I got the full list right in front of me, and I got on my little keyboard here, and I tried, I control F, and I did a search.
Okay.
And there's a name that's not on this fucking list.
Is Roman Reigns on here?
Roman Reigns is not on the PWI 500. Now, I am one of the most staunch Roman Reigns critics.
Yeah.
But there's no reason whatsoever that he should not be on the PWI 500.
Right.
It makes sense for me.
So and that's, and I guess in that case, that's when people, when they see things like that, they go, oh man, fuck this. I'm not going to pay attention to this. I'm not going to subscribe. I'm not going to, because you're not being realistic. You apparently have a bias against him or whatever. That's the thought you would think someone would have, right?
It's crazy, man. It's got to be something.
Think about this. Jordan Cruz, who I love, independent wrestler, of course, not signed. Number 248 and number 246 is Wardlow. Which is arguable. Wardlow was 47 last year. It's arguable. And this is my problem with this list in general. Every year they do this.
Yeah.
WWE has three programs, right?
Right.
AEW has three programs. Then you have TNA, you have Ring of Honor, you know, part of, because, you know, those are more people in a roster, right?
Yeah.
MLW, NWA. Those are all your majors here, right?
Yep.
If you're going to sprinkle in an indie, maybe GCW because of the following, Okay.
Yep.
Then you got Japan and the two major companies there, and Mexico, two major companies there. All right. Those are all your major fucking companies. That should be your 500 rank list there. But you have people on this list like, I don't know, here, number 446 is Gary J, who was 464 last year. So 446 this year was 464 last year. What? Like, who are these fucking people? And it's no, it's not to knock down the work that independent wrestlers do, but that dude is 446. Baron Corbin is 453.
Right.
The guy who is signed to a major company,
right?
is apparently worth less than an independent wrestler that nobody on the West Coast has heard of. And then that's the other thing. East Coast bias, West Coast, a lot of guys get overlooked. So, you know, there's a lot of problems on this list. And that's why a lot of the focus is just on the top.
Right.
Because a lot of this shit is just, it's really nice that people make it. But it reminds me of high school when I would buy my way into the Who's Who books. of American students. I mean, you know, 25, 50 bucks, whatever the fuck it was, I got in for 4 years. I was a part of the Who's Who books.
You know, Rob, it looked like it should take a lot of research to come up with such a list. I mean, lots of guys watching wrestling, lots of discussions, making sure everything is sort of put down on this whole list. You know, do you really think that much in detail is really going towards building this? Yeah, okay.
The best example that was ever given of this was Bully Ray, and he was talking to Dave LaGreca about this, and he goes, you are a fan, and the PWI is written by fans, not by people who actually were in a ring and understand the work that goes into judging the quality of talent. So you going from the outside in trying to judge, you know, the quality of the work I do is almost insulting, is the way Bully Ray phrased it. Yeah. And I would agree. We are all fans of it. None of us have actually been in a ring. So to sit there and judge the capabilities. You were in a ring, Matt Michaels?
Yeah. I'm a trained pro wrestler, dude.
Yeah, he never knew that.
Oh, well.
I did. You know what? I
couldn't see my trainer. Let's put it that way.
No, but all right. But in the sense of the PWI, and I apologize, but in sense of the PWI, it was articulated, you know, by, you know, Bully Ray. It's like, hey, look, you've got a bunch of guys who are writing this, and Dave Meltzer and LaGreca, are they qualified to be able to understand the physicality and all the work that was put into getting these people to the amount of TV time they had, of ring time they had, all of that involved? Maybe you're not the best judge, or at least there should be more wrestlers who have actually served being a judge of the talent. So yeah. I can appreciate it from that sense because, yeah, Roman Reigns has only been gone a fraction of the year. Yeah. And you don't have him on the list. And some of these guys, again, a lot of them, I don't know who they are. Some of these people, again, if you have a Baron Corbin has put so many other wrestlers over and is probably a real locker room leader. And the same way, like, as you would see Bayley in a match, you know, calling the match. Does that, you know, do we ever give props or awards for somebody who's calling a match or making sure that everyone else is hitting their spots?
Well, let me ask y'all this. I mean, listen, we all I believe most of us are fans of Will Ospreay and and we can definitely give the man his props, but he isn't he still? He just kind of, and he's still kind of new with AEW, right? He wasn't on the crew August 1st of 2023, right?
When he was in New Japan.
He was in New Japan.
Okay, so they was also using those numbers as well with AEW. Yeah. Got you. Okay.
All right. Now, if we do want to throw in and talk about somebody from Japan really quick,
okay,
the corpse of Tetsuya Naito being in the top five is fucking unbelievable to me. Anybody who's watched a Naito match in the last year and a half, especially, he is definitely not himself. So let that be a cautionary tale to anybody taking bumps. Yes, you do have a bump card. Watch your head and do not get dropped on it numerous fucking times, please. Naito is a shell of his former self right now, and it sucks to see as a fan.
And he was not on the list last year. He was not applicable last year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another, because he was 5-4 with Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins was number one last year.
Yeah.
Wasn't Roman Reigns like 3 last year?
I don't know because Roman Reigns is not on this list. So yeah,
right. Which is
I mean, Gunther,
he was number two.
Roman was two
last year.
Wow,
it's not as if he didn't put in work this year.
Well, and Gunther was 4. Think about that. Gunther was 4 last year. He's 9 this year.
9.
So apparently, Gunther regressed.
Some fucking hell. Because
we all saw how bad he did this year. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was horrible this year.
But that's the thing. That's the thing is the people who are picking this, I mean, it's the same thing like the Music Hall of Fame. They were picking best bass players of all time. And then the conversation came up of Les Claypool and they said, who's that? I'm like, wait, what? Look at that. When Rock and Roll Hall of Fame mentions who the top bass players are, and they went, oh, Les Claypool, and they have him like out of 100, they have him like in the upper 50s, and I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah,
one of the best bass players of all freaking time, the most dynamic guy who's played a wider range of the instrument in all variations, you're going to have this guy. So you have to question the people who are writing this and what their expertise is in this.
And On the thought process of Winona's Big Brown Beaver, there are no women that are included on this list.
Yeah. Oh wow.
I thought there was one at the bottom, like way, way lower. There was a couple.
No, that's Santana Jackson. Stop it. Don't be an asshole.
I'm not saying. I mean, right. Yes, it's a sea of men here. Absolutely.
But you have trans. So you have like Dark Sheik's on there. You have trans, but there are no female wrestlers on here, or else
Bianca Belair deserves to be on there.
You know what? Why isn't there women on there? Because that's not part of their criteria.
This is how it's always been. It's always been a man's list, and then they'll do a separate.
They have,
Oh, they have. Okay, gotcha.
Sorry.
It's true. I mean, and just like they do then you have the offshoot that is not PWI of the blacklist, which some of the black wrestlers are like, I don't want to fucking be on that. Please don't put me on. So it's interesting how this all plays out. But
let me ask y'all this: would y'all all agree in terms of Cody Rhodes being number one? Would everybody on here agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I'm surprised Swerve's number two though.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really high. And that's a jump from 112 to 2. Not saying that he doesn't deserve to be up there, but if you look at what Swerve has done, again, now you mentioned the criteria. Mm-hmm. Gunther has lost one match. In a fucking year, and he's number 9 service two. Just saying.
What I don't understand is this. Why is John Moxley as high as he is? Because he hasn't done much this year.
He hasn't gone back to rehab yet.
Where's my hold on, I got a sound effect somewhere in here. Let me see.
Gunther should be higher. Moxley should not be in the top 10. He's not been a top 10 wrestler this year.
Yeah, keep going.
Samoa Joe is another one. He's way too freaking high. Sami Zayn, okay. Drew McIntyre should be higher because Drew McIntyre's busted his ass. Even though he doesn't have the belts to show for it, he's given one of the most solid years of wrestling.
Who the fuck is Sonata, Steve?
New Japan. Yeah. He was a former IWGP World Champion and held the title for most of the year.
That one makes sense. Oh, but LA Knight should be higher than 27.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be that close to Trick Williams. I get Trick Williams had a great year in NXT. LA Knight's had a fucking phenomenal year.
So you would say that Adam has somewhat of a better year than Adam Copeland had a better year than LA Knight?
No, absolutely not. That doesn't make any goddamn sense. Like, none of this makes any sense.
Edge needs to get off this list. Like,
I don't know what you. Not that he shouldn't be. Like, fucking Adam Copeland should be on the list, but he should be in the 100. No, he should not be.
Have you seen the guy do his work in this fucking AEW shit? He's fucking useless, dude. Christian Cage is below him.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Yamato is 91. I don't even know who that is. I'm assuming that's NJPW. I don't know a lot of these names, and that's a problem. And
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Number 34, though, Rob. Mike Bailey.
Mm.
What would Mike Bailey say about being number 34?
Oh, no. I think this is a great honor, Sensei. We're going to get him. Yeah. It's Mike Bailey is an excellent example. I would say that's not bad for Mike Bailey. That seems to make sense to me. For him to be in the 30s makes sense to me. And part of that, and here's another one, like AJ Styles. Why is he so goddamn high? Tell me what breakout match he had this year.
He's number 56.
It's too high. I mean, it's too low. He should barely be on the list, I should say. It doesn't make sense that some of these people are on here who barely contributed, unless they're doing something behind the scenes.
Other than count house shows?
No.
And okay. Braun Breaker has belts now. They put Braun Breaker from 37 to 52. Let that one sink in for a second. Why would he fall backwards if he's advanced his career?
Well,
he's getting more mic work, more time, wrestling. Yeah.
But Adam Page was 28 last year. He's 42 this year, which should be fucking lower because he didn't wrestle half the year. And Josh Alexander is 43 and was 9 last year, which makes no sense because Josh has been working his ass off the whole fucking year.
Right.
What I find interesting is if you look at it, people that weren't on the list last year, I'm looking at a couple of them. Fucking Jey Uso. I get it, but Christian Cage was not on the list last year.
Mm.
So it doesn't seem to me like as if this is a 2024 issue as it is, a recurring thing. Where the fuck are these people that realistically should be on this list or should be higher? This is insane.
Ethan Page is 75. He's had a fucking breakout year. You have him 75. And then you have Matt Cardona near him. Matt Cardona has barely done shit this year. He's been sitting on the indies, building up.
But Cardona would be the exception to the indie rule, okay? Because he's a known guy and he is elevating the indies.
Sure. Right?
But here, look at this. This one blows my mind. So Lexus King, not on the list last year, 368 this year. Fine.
Okay.
431 last year is now 372 this year. Okay. So he's only 4 behind Lexus King. Sonny fucking Kiss.
Where's he been?
He's not. He was released. I don't even think he's wrestling indies.
I don't even know.
There you go.
What? Case closed.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. That is a woman. She is listed on Wikipedia as a woman, so there you go. Sunny Kiss is an American professional wrestler, dancer, and professional manager. She began her career.
Goes by she now. Yep.
So that counts. There you go.
I mean, Cheeseburger's still on the list. And he moved up from 451 to 408. When's the last time fucking saw Cheeseburger on anything?
Right.
I just.
So again, for people that's like,
Sandra Moon's on the list.
Right?
Nice.
Where? Where's what number?
433.
Hang on.
And Rio.
Shit, get the fuck out of here. There she is, Sandra Moon. Sandra Moon's local talent.
Right. But how is she? So again. This is what comes down to who pays who to get on the list, because this now makes absolutely no sense.
Hold on. So what you're telling me is Sandra Moon is a more influential wrestler than Roman Reigns.
Yeah, supposedly.
Or Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
In her own gender category.
That's shared with Sunny Kiss.
Vipress. Is Vipress a female?
She's female.
So again, everyone that's just just tuning in again, we're going over the PWI 500 list. The criteria has to be is evaluated solely on kayfabe, win-loss record, championships won, quality of competition, major feuds, prominence within a wrestler's promotion, and overall wrestling ability. I mean, based on
kayfabe, and even then, like, how do you make a metric of kayfabe? Because again, if it's fake, it's all a work. You're talking about multiple things that have to go into making a kayfabe work. I don't know that Sandra Moon has made a standout character like Toni Storm. Is Toni Storm on this list?
No, there are no contracted huge name females on this list.
No.
So that makes no sense.
Like Athena, for instance, Athena is not on this list. She incidentally just broke the record for the longest reign in Ring of Honor history, mm-hmm. whether male or female. So that's an awesome achievement.
And she's not on
She's not on this fucking list. Mm. The longest reigning champion in the history of Ring of Honor is not on this list.
So we all live here in Vegas. Let's find Sandra Moon and tell her she beat out Toni Storm, Mariah May, Rhea Ripley.
So Steve, that brings up the age old question. If a title is held for that long and no one watches, does that title still like if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, does it still make a sound?
You know what's funny is I gave you like a second there. I was like, okay, maybe he's actually going to ask me a legitimate question. And instead, you completely swerve me and fucking ask me some troll bait. Nice job.
No, swerve was number two.
Ah.
Swerve's on second.
Ah. Mystico,
Swerve was number one on the blacklist this year, and he was number two last year, which is interesting. You know, some of the guys on the blacklist too. Swerve at one, Moose at two, Alex Kane.
Where is Moose on this list? Is he on?
He's 15. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, Carmelo Hayes was six on blacklist. Obafemi was seven. Ricochet eight. Chris.
This Bain is like a really badly done wrestling 2K video game, where the AI just jumbled it all up. You know, when the game keeps going on, and you play beyond that first season, and it just keeps going, and now the game just has to try to create and figure out what could have been. This is like a bad version of WWE 2K.
So what this is, and this is going to determine just how nerdy or how in depth our audience is. This would be like the RSPWF awards for e-fetters back in the early 2000s. If anybody's familiar with e-fetting, Yeah, this is exactly that. So,
why is Alan Angels on this list at all? He's hot garbage any day of the week.
Steve, I think Steve just gave Tony Khan a boner.
It wouldn't fucking surprise me if I didn't cross paths with Tony Khan in an e-fed somewhere in the early 2000s. Yeah. It really wouldn't surprise me. Cutting promos and developing characters and writing their, you know, storylines and all that kind of shit. Yeah. Yeah. I ran an e-fed for 10 years. So yeah.
Leo Rush is 264. He deserves a little bit better than that.
I think what we should try to do is one of us should see how we can get our names or name into next year's top 500. We just got to figure out how, like, who do we talk to? What's the amount?
Well, you've already got the president in your back pocket. I'll make it happen.
I'm just saying, maybe we
need an executive order.
The number one guy on the wrestling PWI Insider. So
when we see Rob Bocelleri as number 367 in PWI 500, then we know what we did to
from Versus Pro Studios. I have an illustrious 1 month career of training at Versus Pro Studios, where I took a forward roll and then broke my neck on a reverse roll almost. It was, they said it was one of the best rolls that anyone's ever seen. Quite honestly, in the history of wrestling.
Well, man. Well, guys, listen.
Diamond Cutter, don't forget him.
We're interested in what your thoughts when you watch this. Put it in the comments below and tell us what you agree or disagree with this list. There's a whole lot going on here, and every year we look at this list going, what the heck was these guys doing? Like I say, this has to take a lot of time to put this together, and it almost seemed like they didn't put too much time at all.
Got Chris Stara.
You know, they just said, I don't know. Let's put that person at this number.
Pro wrestling names. Click. Okay, here's our list.
Exactly.
Looks like to me it was done with, you know, ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Yep.
That's what this looks like. And that's exactly what this looks like is ChatGPT compile a list of wrestlers based on ticket sales or based on a very weak metric, and they slap this together. You cannot tell me that somebody actually put thought into this.
Right.
Exactly. Sean Spears, 416. He's too high.
He should be number 10.
Or not on the list.
Yeah. I like the not on the list more.
I don't think anybody... Did y'all even get that?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. I did.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Top 500 pro wrestlers.
Are you on the Google?
Yeah. And just by saying that, like, I didn't scroll or anything. The first things that come up are Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Jon Moxley, Okada, Rollins, Danielson, Orton, Ospreay, Vikingo, Omega, Austin, Adam Cole, AJ Styles, Bret Hart, Brock Lesnar, Chris.
What's already done half of the work? Oh, there you go.
He just MJF, did all the work. Shawn Michaels, Sting, Naito, Hammerstone, Andre the Giant, and Inoki.
Andre the Giant.
So that's just saying the words 500 pro wrestlers.
Hell yeah.
That list, except for the dead and retired people, is probably better than
some of those dead people are still more deserving than the alive ones.
You're not shitting.
Wow.
I mean, Shawn Michaels and Sting, I mean, I'm sure they could probably have a decent match. Sting
did have matches this year. Yeah. He still did have matches. He deserves to be above some of these assholes.
All right. We'll wrap this up. Damn bad. Like I say, I want to make sure, hey, you put down in the comments what your thoughts are, and we would love to read that. We may even comment on that as well as we see them pop through on the comments of YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch. So, guys, I mean, outside of that,
brutal. Yeah. Kind of ruined my evening.
Hey, next week we'll be back with a live show. So tune in. You can catch us every Sunday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you can't be on live,
you can catch the podcast onto your favorite platform. Usually that Monday, you'll be able to get what we had just recorded.
Well, wait, so, we'll be live, but someone will be romancing the missus for her birthday on the 29th.
That's right.
That's right. I hear another cruise.
No, ain't no cruise. Hashtag married life.
The white fuzzy slippers.
Fuzzy slippers, and the bed is going to like make ocean waves.
Jeez.
Because D's going to be pushing down on it while she's relaxing.
Oh, my Lord.
Making her feel like she's a queen.
Hey, that's why they call them DJ Impact. It's going to be a lot of impact.
Thank you, Vince. I appreciate it, man. All right, y'all. Until then, take care.
She didn't work in the office with you, did she?
Oh, Jesus.